reached a separation agreement on Thursday that will pay Curry $2.5 billion.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
You son of a b***h. You better not hire that coach who can't even have a decent record at Rutgers.
Legendary Pennsylvania jockey Jose Flores died after a sickening racing incident yesterday.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
You're disgusting. We're going to hire the man that gave 69 points to the Butch Jones offense?
Nice.
No longer a Vol for life. Seriously, John, f*** you.
On 1340 WKGN.
Spike the Elephant may be the happiest elephant in the world. Why is he the happiest elephant in America, you might ask? He joined six female elephants, Ambika, Shantai, Bozi, Kamala, Swarna, and Maharani, in his elephant pit.
Do you want to be average? Grow a pair of you. Coming at you from the Fan Run Studios. You're missing the first 2 hours. Check out the podcast. We talked a lot of NBA basketball. We talked a lot about Game of Thrones. We power ranked our favorite scenes. And now to kick off hour three, I'll tell you to go check out the podcast. iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, FoxSportsKnoxville.com, protected by 245 Tech. And then Cody McClure is going to hit you in the face. Right in the face. Two hands in the face.
With a
double-handed punch. Just two-handed in the face. He's going to hit you in the face with these headlines.
With a catfish.
Oh.
I'm going to hit you with a catfish.
Never mind. Not two fists. A catfish to the face from Cody McClure. To kick off hour three with headlines. Give it to him, big man. In the face.
Thanks, John. PETA wants to.
You're welcome.
PETA has had enough of these damn catfish throwers at the Predators games. PETA wants them to be fined $5,000 and banned for life. Banned for life. PETA proposing that the Nashville Predators fans who bring the catfish to the games to be fined $5,000 and receive a lifelong ban. Throwing catfish on the ice during hockey games, of course, has become a tradition among Preds fans. Last year, there was even a tank placed at Bridgestone Arena holding four fish. Do you know that?
Nope.
But PETA has had enough. They say it's time for the concealed catfish to be checked at the gate.
Does PETA think that they are throwing live catfish on the ice? Is that what she thinks is happening? I mean, they're dead catfish are thrown on the ice, right?
Either way, it's bad. Either way, PETA's not going to like it.
Right, but I mean, the catfish are all dead. They're not throwing live.
Well, they're dead when they hit the ice, for sure.
Touché.
I don't know if they're dead before then, but okay. I'd say that the head trauma of bouncing off the ice probably kills them, if nothing else.
Bobby Touché.
Yeah, so PETA has had enough.
Get it? Like Bobby Boucher.
Yeah.
Bobby Touché.
Right.
Bobby Touché.
Who are these people, though, that carry these catfish in? That's got to be gross. By the
huge breaking news. Huge breaking news.
Okay.
Memphis guard CJ Miles has opted.
It's not huge.
Into his $8.7 million player option for the 2019-2020 season.
I don't think that's huge news. That would have been one of the Memphis Grizzlies that I couldn't have named.
So you could have gotten maybe one of the other ones. As far as Grizzlies go, I'm giving you one.
Mike Conley?
Yeah.
And Gasol?
Nope. Traded.
If you had asked me like 2 years ago, I could have gotten two.
Yes.
Is Randolph gone?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's been gone. 4 years. Not that long, but like, yeah, three at least.
If I got two former players, that should count as one current.
Or two? Basically. It's been gone for 2 years maybe.
Zeebo did not feel like he's been gone that long.
He's with the Kings. I think it's just been the last 2 years, though, he's with the Kings. So, no? That was it? Just Conley?
And Gasol. Apparently, Governor Lee, no relation to Ben, made selling alcohol at Thompson Bowling Arena legal. For concerts and things of that nature.
No brainer. It's like
maybe
I said, TBA suffers. They have high property, you know, they have high entertainment taxes here, and then they get you into TBA and they don't let you sell liquor. And it just really, and you know, it really takes away from the atmosphere. I'll never will forget going to see Kevin Hart there like 3 or 4 years ago. And it's really tough to watch a comedy show without drinking. Maybe that's more of an indictment on me, I don't know, but like I want to at least have a little buzz when I'm watching a comedian. And I never forget his opener coming out and saying, "Hey, who all's drinking tonight? Raise your cups." And everyone's just very quiet because no one was drinking. No one could raise their cups.
Yeah.
It was just very awkward.
That would be awkward.
You would think if you're an opener for a comedian, that's a very easy, that was a very easy opening line to get people to cheer. "Hey, who all's drinking tonight? Let me see your glasses." And then crickets. And he's probably like, "What the hell's going on out here?
I brought in a flask."
Bible belt and all.
American workers testing positive for drug use has climbed to a 14-year high.
Stay off the weed.
14-year high.
Oh, good one.
More Americans are showing up for... More Americans are either showing up for work high or with marijuana in their system these days, according to a new analysis released by Quest Diagnostics Thursday. Roughly 4.4% of more than 10 million workplace drug tests last year showed positive results. That does mark a 14-year high, Quest said. It represents an increase from 4.2% the previous year and is the highest since 2004. Sounds like people are doing a lot more drugs these days.
Stay off the weed.
I'd love to see these numbers from like the 70s. Had to be about half, right? Half the people at work were high.
Good question. I don't know.
I don't know. Apparently the numbers are up, though, so that's good news. Let's see what else we've got here. Did you see this quote from Kristen Cavallari?
Oh, yeah.
She says Jay Cutler unclogged her milk ducts by, quote, "sucking harder than he's ever sucked." Not to be too graphic, but she's talking about her breasts. Interesting quote coming out.
Who said Jay Cutler wasn't a team player?
Yeah, exactly. Apparently, she had a clogging issue, and I guess he took care of it for her. So, congrats to Jay Cutler living his best life.
And pretty obvious, but we should state, Jay Cutler has really sucked before. So, he must have been sucking very, very hard to suck.
More than he's ever sucked.
Yeah. That's I don't know if you saw his last couple years in the NFL, but that guy sucked.
Yeah. So, to suck more than that would be a lot.
Yeah.
So, I guess he's doing a good job at sucking these days. Tennessee baseball notched its NCAA best, seventh shutout of the year. They beat Georgia yesterday, number two Georgia.
Hey, yeah. Hey. Still can't score runs, but that damn pitching staff is pretty good for the Vols.
I told you this baseball team was going to be good.
You tell us that after the wins. They did defeat Georgia 2-0, so that's the first game of the series.
Why'd they play on Thursday? They trying to get home for the Game of Thrones finale on Sunday? Like what's
and the Masters. I mean, who wants to?
Isn't it usually a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing?
If they play on the weekends, they lose.
Is it the rain? Yeah, they push it up because it's supposed to rain here all
midweek
weekend?
Midweek games, they typically win.
I don't know. I mean, who wants to be playing baseball on this Sunday, you know? There's too much going on.
Not I, said the Fly.
Did the Fly really say that?
Nah, probably not.
Did you see this from Rob Pelinka about what he would do? It was talking about the Magic Johnson stuff, and it said that it's been percolating for months. Rob Pelinka would go into the office or into the Lakers facility, and he would say, "Hey, guys, how you doing? Where's Magic Johnson?" Knowing that Magic Johnson wasn't there in an effort simply to bring attention to the fact that Magic Johnson wasn't there.
Power move. Power move. Rob Pelinka, Cody, let me speak in terms you understand. Rob Pelinka, think of him as Littlefinger.
Okay.
You know, he wasn't really anybody.
Just a manipulator.
He actually was a part of the Michigan Fab Five. Many people don't know that. He was on that Michigan Fab Five team, a bitch player.
Then he wasn't part of the Fab Five.
What'd you call him?
The Fab Five, Michigan? No, I mean, he wasn't a part of the Fab Five. Everyone knows that. But, I mean, he was on that squad. Just a lowly bench player, and he started there, just humble beginnings, and he has became the GM of the Lakers, and now it looks like he's coming for the president of basketball operations of the Lakers. They said that
climbing the ladder.
They said instead of him getting fired, he's probably going to get more power than ever with the Lakers. So he would go in, just, "Hey, anybody seen Magic around here?" You know, Magic talked about backstabbing in his, you know, presser when he left. Maybe something about Rob Pelinka.
Maybe.
Because there have been times, like it was reported on ESPN, that there was times where people would go in the offices and they couldn't find Magic Johnson. And then one time he just showed up at a bomb shelter in Hawaii. He just went and did Magic Johnson things. And Rob Pelinka, I guess, wanted to draw attention to that.
That's why they call him Magic. Cam Reddish declares for the draft. And the final headline, Tennessee has given four-star junior...
Before you get to that, it does seem like we all knew Cam Reddish was going to declare. I don't think we've hit it, but Duke apparently going to keep Trey Jones, the other point guard. Point guard's going to stay.
Very well. Tennessee has given four-star junior Jalen Cohn the option to reclassify and join the 2019 class. This is coming from Jake Weingarten. I don't know who he is, but he has a blue check. As of now, apparently Jalen Cohn will weigh his options and hasn't decided on anything. Tennessee gives him the option. He's a basketball recruit. Tennessee gives him the option to enroll this year. Four-star.
Does that not seem like... Does that not seem like a, I guess maybe he could. Do you think he was planning to reclassify? Was he already, he had to have already been planning to reclassify, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because you can't just tell a junior, like, hey, you can come to school now. Because, I mean, they wouldn't be done with their curriculum, right?
It just depends on, like, what they have to have finished up. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you, it's kind of late notice. The school year is ending now, so he had to have already been planning to reclassify. Maybe Tennessee didn't think they had the scholarships. Am I supposed to read into this that Jordan Bone is 100% gone? Because this guy's, you know, he's from North Carolina. He's a 5'11 point guard. Tennessee's planning on needing to have somebody to help handle the ball, right? They all of a sudden have a couple extra scholarships coming open. So maybe the Jalen Cohn had already planned to reclassify, and Tennessee had originally had said, yeah, we can't take you if that's the case because we're not going to have the scholarship. But maybe now they're saying, hey, Jalen, turns out that scholarship's coming open. Tennessee just has to beat out Virginia Tech for him. And Virginia Tech, as you know, lost Buzz Williams. So you would think Tennessee could be in good position here. Something to keep an eye on, right? I mean, it makes you think that probably Jordan Bone and or Grant Williams is gone, right?
Yeah, probably both.
Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Paris tweets in, super solid list. Thanks, Paris Clark.
What else are we going to power rank today?
I told you to think of something. Ben Lee, you saw the text message I sent to the Talk Sports group. I said, Cody, think of something else to power rank.
I replied.
Oh, then you tell me what we're power ranking. I'm letting you do it.
I mean, I said characters, but characters seems kind of basic.
Do I like to drive the show? Sure. But every now and then, I need some help. Every now and then I want to throw you a bone. This is a topic you're interested in. Drop the conversation. Power rank something you want to power rank, big guy. I'm not going to force it on to you. I gave you the option.
I just thought characters was a little basic.
Well, did you come up with a plan B? Or did you throw out one and just like, ah.
I was trying to throw out, something to do with characters? We could do this.
The rest will come to me.
I threw out one. It's not really good, but maybe you'll do the job for me.
Ben, what do you think?
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
I know, but what should we rank? What's something about a show that you would rank?
As funny as I thought it was, but you going to Ben to try to get him just to end a reply like, dude, I don't watch the show. Sorry.
I know he doesn't watch the show.
I can't think of something to power rank Game of Thrones specific because I've never watched it.
What's something about a show you would rank, though?
I don't know.
We've done scenes. We've done most satisfying deaths, saddest deaths. How about some audience submissions?
You're really putting them up against it, too, because there's only really like 30 minutes left in the show.
We did...
Drew says season 8 reunions.
We've done the hottest babes of the show before.
Yeah, I've done that one. I didn't go with my just hottest. I also went with the characters I liked the most while also being attractive. Like, I took some power in there. It wasn't strictly shallow, so I feel less bad and less creepy when you say the hottest babes of the show. Just wanted to clear that.
Power is
that.
Sexy.
Huh?
Power is sexy.
You are
power is power.
You are 100% about right.
You don't know what that quote is.
You are 100% right about that, Binley. Power is sexy.
Power is power. Forget knowledge is power. What about the best quotes of the show?
We did that yesterday. We did that Sporkle. You challenged me to a quiz, and I continue my long-standing tradition of choking when it matters.
It was honestly quite amazing to watch.
I'm acknowledging that I choke. I choke all the time. One of the lowest moments of my life.
Choke worse than Jay Cutler did last night, apparently.
I sucked, that's for sure. One of the lowest moments of my college career, my life, maybe in general, was me and my friend had a 7-game 2K series.
Did you NBA have a 3-1 2K. Lead?
Did you get up 3-1?
I didn't have a 3-1 lead, but I was up 3-2.
Oh.
And Yao Ming, I felt so bad because I just kept screaming that the game was cheating, but I had the ball right in front of the rim, went to dunk it with Yao Ming. He laid it up. Still, Yao Ming, 7'6", should be an easy bucket, and it rattled out. It rattled out in game 6. I should have won 4-2. Game 7, I was completely rattled. I got beaten game 7 because of it. That was one of the lowest moments of my career. I choked when it mattered the most. The only time I've gotten clutch is on the pool table. You don't believe me, just ask Grit. He remembers what happens on my birthday.
Yeah.
He remembers me running that table. It was down. He was down like the 8-ball, and I had 4 balls left, and then next thing you knew, boom, 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 game over.
That's the best feeling in the world.
Give me my $20.
We were all there.
Well, not all of us. I mean, we're talking to thousands of people on the radio, too.
Well, Parker and I were there.
I was not there.
Ben was not there. Of course,
did not show up.
I lost my wallet.
That's true. Mm.
And I wasn't going to be the guy bumming drinks on someone else's birthday.
I forgot. We're supposed to go to lunch today.
I sure would.
Well, I just remembered I don't really have my wallet today either. I don't know if we can go get
whenever we got lunch, I Venmo'd Cody to make sure that I covered my part and a little bit of John's.
Interesting.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I was going to say, I 100% did.
Yeah.
Because I made sure not to cancel my credit card just to do that.
He absolutely did.
Phil has bogeyed a hole. He is back to 5 under. 2 shots.
Feel like we're becoming pretty free with the horn.
2 shots.
Getting pretty loose with the horn.
2 shots behind Bryson DeChambeau. He's 2 shots clear right now. 2 shots clear. Matt Kuchar making a little bit of a run. I did have him in my pool. He's the only guy I got that's doing worth a damn. But okay, let's go, Kuchar. I believe in you. You can do it, buddy. Just keep playing good golf.
Is it too basic to rank your favorite characters?
Yeah. It's amazing to me that I gave you this task yesterday and you still haven't came up with the proper solution. And for that reason, we're about to go back to the NBA talk. We're about to go back to NBA talk unless you – I gave you this option. I said, hey, if you're a good little boy, we will do more Game of Thrones talk, and you haven't been a good little boy.
That might be a decent one, Parker. Like one-on-one fights, like best like individual battles.
Yeah, I don't like that one either.
That feels like a tough one to really put together on the fly, too. No, just forget it. All right. We can either go back to NBA coverage, or we got 2 really funny court cases.
That's Dragons?
There's only 3.
Yeah. And Drogon's the clear number one.
They all suck.
Could power rank best quotes. No, I like doing best quotes.
You got I got two court cases for you.
I'm going to go power rank my best quotes of the show.
It was quite amazing to look over, see Cody was 5-4 on the quote thing, John was 11-1, and somehow...
I choked. I missed my last, like, 6 to lose by 1. I missed my last 6. There were 24 of them. You had, what, 8 minutes, 10 minutes to do it?
26.
26? No, it was 24.
No, it was 26.
I was just good down the stretch. It was 26. That's what it comes down to.
And I choked. I was up to, like Ben said, 11-1. I was really, like, at, like, 16-2.
There's 2 ways you can look at it, Ben. That John choked with a big lead, or that
Cody came alive.
I just came alive and got hot.
I would say that, sure, but you still only finished at like 76% correct, 79% correct. So like,
I mean, I only beat you by 1.
I know, and that was with me missing like 6 in a row. So I would say I definitely choked.
But I didn't miss any of my last few.
That's fine.
I mean,
sure,
the numbers are still there.
I would love to just give you credit for you being good, but it was really just me choking.
I mean, we had the same quotes
No, it was the same exact test. Yeah,
it was just hilarious to me because I was openly laughing at 19. Cody being so bad, and you were like just kicking his ass.
Yeah, no, I mean,
and John was like, "What's going on? Is he cheating?"
And I was like, "Who wasn't so bad? Guess who started out 5-4 but finished 12-1?
Yeah, sure. I've lost my last six.
It's all about how you finish.
I missed six in a row. I gagged like a dog. See what Lori Loughlin did? Aunt Becky?
She tried to call the judge's bluff or
She called the DA's bluff, and now she might be going to prison. They offered them all plea deals, and she said everyone else took it except her. She's like, nah, I don't want this plea deal. And now she's going to go to jail.
Nice. You can't really call the bluff of a judge. You kind of just got to take what you get, I think.
The DA came to her and said, hey, here's a plea deal.
It's kind of what Robert Kraft did.
And her husband said, nah, we're good. We're not doing that. So now they're facing a sentence of 40 years in prison, 20 apiece. 20 apiece, so 20 years in prison. Now, I don't think they're going to get the max, but apparently they have made the judge and the DA really angry. But firm in her beliefs that she wouldn't see the inside of a prison cell, she neglected to join the 13 parents and one university athletic coach who pled guilty to the charges of mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. And now she's in big trouble, mister, because she's going to go to jail, I think. She's going to go from Full House to the Big House.
What a dumbass. Just take the plea deal.
She said no. A source tells Entertainment Tonight that Lori Loughlin, a.k.a. Aunt Becky, didn't expect prison time, quote, because there's a certain belief that she is above all of this and everything will be just fine. Aunt Becky, who was once named the, like, Lifetime Channel's favorite actress, their biggest actress or whatever, so she does that outside of Full House, but she feels like she's above the law and that she can't be touched. And now apparently the DA and the judge, they want to throw the book at her, send a message.
She needs to call up Kim Kardashian and have her come save her.
In 4 years.
Yeah.
Kim K said she's going to law school. Or not to law school. She's going to go do an apprenticeship for 4 years and then take the bar exam. You can't just stroll in and do the bar exam. Apparently you have to, you know, be an apprentice or go to, you know, have a law. Or
have some kind of law knowledge.
Have a law degree.
You can't just go pass the bar and then be a lawyer.
Although that's, I mean, isn't that what Leonardo DiCaprio said he did in Catch Me If You Can? He said he passed the Louisiana bar exam. I don't know. Maybe
that's got to be true.
I mean, it's a true story.
It's got to be all true.
It's a true story.
That was a different time, though.
Yeah, maybe it's a different time. Maybe that's why they're like, hey, you actually have to go give us some money at law school.
I mean, because
no one would really pay to go to law school if you could just
who's running
study yourself and then go take the bar exam.
Who's getting away with check fraud these days? You know what I mean? Different time.
Man, sure. It really can't be that hard if Davey's doing it. Right? Like, aren't you confident that if Davey's going to get through law school, that you could probably get through law school?
Davey seems like a smart guy. Is he attractive?
It's Davey.
No. He looks like Big Bird. But is he smart? I think Davey's smart. I think Davey's the smartest guy on the morning show by far.
He was chugging Fireball at noon the other day.
That doesn't mean he's not smart.
It kind of means he's not smart.
That doesn't mean he's not smart at all. It just means he wants to party.
It's a different kind of, I don't know.
I just want to party.
Some people have different kinds of being smart.
I think Davey's the smartest guy on the morning show by far.
Absolutely not. That would be Nate.
I don't think that, Mr. Godfather. This is Ben Lee talking.
I think Davey's a very intelligent man. I usually agree with the sports takes, too. When he actually pays attention and gives a couple of them. I'm not going to besmirch the name of Davey Hudson. He's a smart man.
I feel like if Davey could pass the bar exam, I can pass it.
I feel like if I had told Davey, hey, think of something to power rank tomorrow, he probably would have came to with
it. I had two things. I said quotes or characters, and you turned them both down.
Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. I don't think we've ever gotten a more accurate tweet in the history of the show. I don't know if I'm giving this comment too much praise, but I feel like it is the most accurate tweet ever sent regarding the show. In terms of the listeners paying attention and coming up with a takeaway Tweeter writes in, Cody was, quote, that guy in a group project. I've never felt more confident in a statement sent to the show before.
Text the person the night they're supposed to have all this stuff done. Hey, man, you got this? Yeah, I got you. Shows up. Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's all that creative.
But is it accurate? Do you deny it? Cody was that person in a group project. Do you deny it?
Well, it depends on at what level
of education. Do you deny it?
It depends on at what level of education.
So, like, first or second grades, you were good?
Mm-hmm.
It just steadily went down throughout your entire career?
I'd say it went down and then it went back up when I was in my major.
Okay.
I think in my major, you'd be surprised to know that I was a bit of a group leader.
I'm not surprised by that, actually, because I knew your credentials in college. You were a nerd. You were a dork.
I'm not proud of it. You're
a super serious journalist, Cody McClure.
Super serious, guys. No, so that would be an inaccurate statement. Now, if we're talking about just some class, some group, just something I got to get done and be a part of, yeah, I was not a good teammate for that. I had to care about it or enjoy it. You know what I mean?
So you don't care about the show or enjoy the show? Like, is that what I'm supposed to
do? I don't understand how you get that quote out of it. Like I said, I brought two things we could power rank.
Literally from your mouth.
Like I said,
you came with quotes at the very end of the segment.
I put in work when I care about something and like it, enjoy it.
Quotes would be good.
And characters that you didn't actually want to do, but you had said, hey, we could do this, but I don't really want to. Interesting.
I don't know what you want from me here.
Nothing. I'm good. I was just reading a tweet. I thought it was a accurate tweet.
I think it's a stupid tweet.
Feels right.
I think it's an awful tweet.
Okay.
I'm not impressed by it, quite frankly.
Okay. Fair enough. Just felt like it hit home for me. So we're talking about Jalen Cohn. We had him in headlines. Jalen Cohn, a four-star junior, given the option to reclassify and join the 2019 class here at Tennessee. With Buzz Williams gone from Virginia Tech, seems like that, you know, could be someone they could easily get. Now at 5'11 and a year younger, maybe he's not in the plans for next year. I don't know. Maybe he would get kind of the DJ Burns treatment of come in, red shirt, and get ready. Saw a ESPN Plus two-round mock draft. Grant Williams was, I believe, 23rd to the Jazz. And Admiral was at the top of the second round, I believe at 33, to the Suns. Jordan Bone was undrafted.
I mean, wouldn't it be awful if our guys got drafted in those places? We'd never hear about them again.
I disagree with the Suns' take, because the Suns could come out with Ja Morant, and if you put Ja Morant with that core, they all of a sudden get really exciting, and I think that would be a good place for Admiral.
The Suns are out west, though. We'd never watch them on TV.
That is accurately.
I mean, when's the last time you sat down and watched a Phoenix Suns game? Well, not you, because you probably have. But
I watched one, unfortunately, like 2 weeks ago when they were playing the Grizzlies.
I mean, like, the average person's not watching the Phoenix Suns games. I'm just saying, if we want to – you've talked about before, what would it take for us to care about the NBA with our former VFLs in the NBA? I don't think Phoenix and Utah is the answer.
Well, Utah's a really good team. I don't know how much Grant Williams will play in Utah at first. Like, you know, they have a good core. Maybe Derek Favors goes somewhere else and he gets those backup power forward minutes, but I'd be surprised. I don't know. As far as Admiral and the Suns, like I said, if the Suns come out with the top three pick and add an R.J. Barrett or a Ja Morant or even a Zion Williamson to that core they already have, Admiral could be someone that's going to an exciting up-and-coming team. I'm still holding out that Admiral goes like 35 to the Hawks. That would be awesome for me, and I think a lot of fans would – realize that games are on TV and be willing to watch them.
Is it easy to watch all the Hawks games here?
Yeah. Yeah, they come on every game.
Every game?
Yep.
What
At least
channel?
On Comcast. Fox Sports Southeast.
No.
And then if the Hawks don't play, they put the Grizzlies on, at least on mine.
Fox Sports Southeast, huh?
Mm-hmm. What? You don't like Fox Sports?
Yeah, I like them okay. I just, I don't know.
What? Do you have a problem with the
I don't, I don't think like, we're. I don't think anybody's ever going to care unless it's on, like, if we could get them. Can the NBA not get a contract with ESPN to do, like, all their games?
You mean, like, the regional games? Like, put every Hawks game on ESPN?
I mean, I know you can't have every game on there. I just, there's too many damn games in the NBA. It's the same problem with baseball.
I don't understand what you're
saying. There's just too many games.
They give you every game you want on your local team.
I think that's why people don't care. There's just too many games. It gets saturated.
I mean, that's fun. You don't have to watch every game. I'm just saying, like, for the Hawks, you have the option to watch every game. You have the – I mean, to me, it would be worse to not be able to watch the games. You have the option to watch all of them. You're talking about not being able to watch Admiral and Phoenix, but now I'm telling you that you could watch every game in Atlanta, and that's not good enough for you either.
I guess if you're a Hawks fan, it's good.
You just don't want to be happy.
Fox Sports Southeast.
Well, I don't want, you know, look, it's not about the Hawks. Personally, I would like to see Admiral down there and be in Atlanta. It would be a good up and coming team. He would get some minutes on the wing. Didn't see Jordan Bone in the top 60. I don't know what that means for him in terms of coming back. Grant Ramey responded to my tweet saying it's not a lock by any means, but at this point, it would be surprising if Jordan Bone returns to school.
I'm more concerned about where our basketball program's going to go.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's right. Like, I'm just reading kind of the tea leaves here in terms of, you know, Jordan Bone saying he's hell-bent on making it, and, you know, playing professionally, and now Tennessee is all of a sudden like, hey, we'll take this 5'11 point guard a year early. Come on in. Now, again, he could get the DJ Burns treatment. He could be someone they just want to develop, and, hey, we'll take you. We got the extra scholarship. We don't necessarily need you next year, but you'll be great for us by the time you are playing. You'll be a year in our system, and maybe that doesn't mean anything. Maybe it's unfair to expect a rising high school senior to come in and play big-time basketball.
I guess it's safe to say our roster we're bringing in is going to be more talented, though.
It's going to be higher stars.
Than the guys that we had. I mean, obviously not. In year one versus how these guys were developed. But, yeah, just based on pure talent.
You're going to have more athleticism. You're going to have more – you're going to have guys who look like NBA players. You're going to have guys who look really good. That hasn't necessarily been the issue because I guess Admiral looks like an NBA player, sort of, kind of. Grant doesn't really when you put him in the post. And Kyle kind of Kyle didn't look the part when he first got here, right? I mean – you remember Kyle, he was Gumby when he first got here. Now, he left a grown man. Lamonte and Bone don't really – Lamonte doesn't look like an NBA guard. Bone doesn't, sort of, kind of, I guess, body type. But Josiah James is going to. That doesn't necessarily always mean something because the guy who looks the most like an NBA player on a roster is Pons, and Pons is not good at basketball.
Nah, sometimes just having the long arms is – sometimes you just need more than that, you know?
Yeah.
You got to also be talented. There's a lot of lanky guys who are not good.
We'll see what happens with the basketball team. I'm pumped for this weekend of the NBA playoffs. You told me the Eastern Conference matchups you're looking forward to. What about in the West? Warriors, Clippers, Nuggets, Spurs, Portland, Oklahoma City, Rockets, Jazz. I think there are – three really good series there. Like the Warriors, Clippers, like I don't, no one really thinks the Clippers can give the Warriors a challenge. But the Clippers, it is good for them to make the playoffs because they want to put their young nucleus on a bright stage. They want to audition for free agents. Hey, Kevin Durant. Hey, Kawhi Leonard. I know you might be looking for somewhere else to play. We got a pretty good thing going here. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander looks the part. Zubac. Remember when we stole him from Magic Johnson and the Lakers? You got a good big man here. Come here. And then, of course, we can watch Avery Bradley try to get in Steph Curry's grill and try to fight Steph Curry. So to me, that series isn't going to be great, but there are some storylines there. DeMarcus Cousins playing in his first NBA playoff series. like I said, the one-on-one matchup between Avery Bradley, who's dirty, versus Steph Curry. Wouldn't be surprised if Steph Curry comes out of here with the ankle tweak. Because that's the type of player, not Avery Bradley, Patrick Beverley, excuse me. Then the Nuggets Spurs, you kind of got a similar thing in terms of getting a guy on the big stage for the first time. We talked about DeMarcus Cousins. He's a former All-NBA player. You have a Nikola Jokic, who I've been telling Cody for 2 years is really good. Cody hasn't got to see him play yet.
Well, maybe I'll get to on Sunday.
Saturday. You're not going to watch this weekend, Saturday. But maybe next round.
I literally just thought about the orange and white game for the first time today.
I don't care at all about the orange and white game.
It just popped into my head.
I was hoping we could go all 3 hours without mentioning the orange and white game. Well, and you just ruined it.
I've at least mentioned it.
And you just ruined it.
That is tomorrow as well.
I'm much more into Nikola Jokic, who's probably going to win first team All-NBA this year. He's going to be the first All-NBA center this year. Him getting on the big stage for the first time in the playoffs.
I think there's a good chance I'll watch some of the playoffs this weekend.
You talked about LaMarcus Aldridge, who is not in Indiana with the Pacers. He is with San Antonio.
Do they start on tonight?
Tomorrow. I feel like they should have started tonight, but
might as well.
They won the early. They just want to go all day Saturday, all day Sunday type of thing. Popovich. Like, it's weird because Popovich usually has the most veteran team in series, right? And sure, he does because the Nuggets really only have one guy who's been in the playoffs, and that's Paul Millsap. But it's weird because the Spurs come into this series, Cody, with two guys who are famous for kind of choking in the playoffs. LaMarcus Aldridge chokes in the playoffs. DeMar DeRozan chokes in the playoffs. Those are two of your biggest guys. Those are your two main players, and they just don't perform well in the postseason.
You know who else is not performing well?
Brooks
Koepka, fading.
What are you doing now?
Hey, he's two over par. He is fading.
So now he is, what, four under?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Phil and DeChambeau are even.
Yeah, DeChambeau come back. He gave a stroke back.
DeChambeau's six under. Phil's five under total.
Don't look now, but my guy, Francesco Molinari.
Making a run,
four under. Molinari, let's go. I don't know why I like him. He's so boring.
I think I'm a lot more excited about the Masters than – I mean, I'll probably watch the Masters tomorrow and watch some NBA just because it's on, but also the Masters.
Well, I don't have any beef with anyone who says that they're more into the Masters than the first two games of the NBA playoffs, like the first 2 days of the NBA playoffs, all the game ones. Game ones are cool. The series doesn't really start till game three. So I have no problem with someone saying that. I'm more into the Masters probably than the first 2 days of the NBA playoffs. Stakes are higher.
It's a good weekend, though.
Oh, awesome weekend.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Awesome weekend. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call on the program is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. Award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. If you're in Nashville, from 4 to 6, they're doing a taste testing today. It's free. Go buy. Drink you some free vodka. Tell them what's up. Tell them thanks for supporting the show. Thanks for supporting the station. If you're in Nashville, you don't get very many chances to support our sponsors, but you got one. You got one today from 4 to 6 o'clock, Metropolitan Liquor Store, 401 Church Street. Go by and see our friends at Volunteer Vodka. They'll be here tomorrow, too, for the Orange and White game at University Liquors. What are you giggling about?
Just getting ready for Pump the Brakes.
Sounds like you got a good story. You should go first.
Okay. Florida man accused. I really don't even know if this is that good. It just made me giggle. A Florida driver is accused of stopping for a man to cross at a crosswalk and then proceeding to run over him with his SUV. A Florida driver allegedly stopped to let a pedestrian walk ahead and then decided to just ram over him with his car while he was crossing in the intersection. He's been arrested. Louise Faree, 36, surrendered to authorities after the incident was caught on camera last month. surveillance footage described his actions, showed his actions as bizarre, cruel, and reckless. Apparently, a guy came up to a crosswalk and he waved like, "Yeah, go ahead," and then just plowed right over him. Oh. It's really not that good of a story. It just made me laugh.
It's a funny headline.
Yeah.
We got a record-breaking week in music.
Pump your brakes, kid.
Lil Nas X. Course of Old Town Road fame.
I'm a fan.
Shatters Drake's record with over 80 million streams in a week.
Wow.
Old Town Road had 80 million streams.
It's a good song.
In a week.
It's a good song. It's a catchy song. How has... I saved both the original and the Billy Ray remix,
sure,
or whatever on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing the original one he put out still has the majority of the streams.
It had been out for so much longer. That's a good question.
I wasn't really prepared
for a follow-up here, but let me check. Let me see what's happening on Spotify.
Parker,
yeah, the remix has 34, almost 35 billion plays, whereas the original has 96.
All right. Which do you like better?
I like the remix better.
And 80 million of those were this week?
Well, no, it's just on Spotify.
Still.
I mean, there's other apps and stuff, too. So, I mean, 80 million would not be this week.
Throughout all of streaming apps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I mean, this is just Spotify.
Got the horses in the back.
So you could also do it like on what Apple Music is. I mean, I guess Amazon has music. Google has music. I mean, there's a lot. SoundCloud, I think, has their own thing. So there's other options. But yeah, he did 35 million Old Town Road, just the remix, just on Spotify. So I'd say the majority of this 80 million came from the remix.
It's amazing how quickly things can take off these days.
Well, this came out in December.
And like they just,
and it grew a little bit, but yeah, like I said at the time, man, when the country Billboard charts took him off, that was the best thing that ever could happen to him.
Yeah,
because then all of a sudden you saw him pop up at the Hawks game, you saw him obviously get Billy Ray on the remix, and yeah, that was the best thing that's ever happened.
Parker says Phil just blasted one into the crowd.
Good, good.
Damn it!
I'm just kidding. I shouldn't be rooting against Phil.
I like Phil.
I've buried the beef. I'm sorry, Phil.
Tiger kicks off in almost an hour. Tees off. I don't think he's kicking anything off.
If he does, that would be a bad start.
Just kick the golf ball off. That would
be a bad start to the tournament for him.
Probably going to mess his toe up.
For the round,
I guess.
If he tries to do that.
Yeah.
Jason Day, man, that guy's a beast. 2-under today with a bad back. I like him. I don't know why I like him, but I like him.
Jason Day.
Seems like a nice guy, right? I mean, is he a jerk? Because I said that all these golfers are probably jerks, but Jason Day seems like really nice. Yeah. Like, almost creepy too nice.
Can you be too nice?
Yeah, you can. Being too nice is almost worse than being too mean. Or at least more annoying. Because then Oh, my God. I got Molinari. Again, another bird.
Hey, Francisco Molinari.
Francesco Molinari. 5-under.
Oh, we should have Italian for lunch in celebration of Francisco Molinari.
5-under.
What do you think, Ben?
One shot back.
It's Ben's call.
3 shots under par today.
Have you decided yet, Ben? I'm hungry.
I don't know why I'm so excited. I love Molinari. I didn't put him in my polls. I didn't put him on any flyers. I'm so stupid. I just like him. He's a machine. He's a killer, man. All he does is just hits it close. Hits it close. No bogeys. I'm gonna get the occasional birdie every now and then, but it's just gonna be all pars and all birdies. Oh, sorry if you had a good story.
I don't know.
I assumed you didn't.
Mashed potatoes are causing problems in Mississippi.
Seems unfortunate for Mississippi.
The Mississippi community is confused.
I eat a lot of roasted potatoes these days. That's like a staple of our whenever Queen cooks. A lot of roasted potatoes. I love roasted potatoes.
Yeah. She do them in the oven?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are good.
All right. Good show by us today, I think. I enjoyed it at least. Good job, Parker. Good job, Cody. Happy birthday, Big Ben. That didn't feel right. Sorry. Happy birthday, Bentley. Although it's your birthday, and as a 5'4 male, you probably don't get called Big Ben too often.
Medium-sized Ben.
Medium-sized Ben. That's better. Stay locked in. It's Optionals up next.